call this committee of the whole meeting order, May 28, 2019, 6:00 p.m. Ms. Long, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Deitch.
Here.
Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchins.
Here.
Mayor Kurtz.
Here. If I could ask you to rise with me to recite the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for our committee of the whole meeting, April 23rd, 2019. Does anyone have any corrections? Hearing none, the minutes of April 23rd, committee of the whole meeting, are approved. Did we have anyone sign up for citizen comments, Ms. Long?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Moving into staff reports, monthly report, Ms. Christine Farino.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Do you have the April financial report in front of you? General funds collected for April were about $2.3 million, with a total of $15,393,620 year to date. This is about 85% of our budget. General fund expenses were about $1.7 million, with year-to-date expenses at $14,370,773, which is about 83% of the budget. The sewer fund revenues were about $234,000 for April, with year-to-date $1,776,731. And this puts us about 16% ahead of budget at 96%. Sewer fund expenses were about $43,000. Year-to-date, $682,246, which puts us at about 60%. And our hospitality and accommodations revenue for April was $213,000, for a total of $1,761,352 year-to-date. And that's about 82% of the budget. Hospitality expenses for April were $427, and total expenses year to date were $293,508. And this is about 56% of that. Is there any questions?
Does anyone have any questions of Ms. Farina? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have the monthly city administrator's report. Our city administrator, Ms. Diane Gressley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. I've highlighted a few things in the report that I'd like to point out to you, but of course, any questions you might have, please feel free to ask. Construction in the alleyway project unfortunately continues. The building itself is complete. The pavers have been delayed twice, and they are expected to be delivered the first week in June. The contractor anticipates a 3 to 5 day completion date once those pavers are on site. So we are very, very close. We would expect that to be completed mid-June. As you all know, we submitted a grant request to the Appalachian Regional Commission for improvements to the Arts Center. That was done in January, and I did find out that the governor's office and South Carolina Department of Commerce have forwarded that request to Washington with a recommendation for approval. So we're looking very good on that, and hopefully we'll have a final word in the next couple of months. Chief Williams and I have been working for several months now on getting general obligation bond ordinance approved by county council, as well as operating millage increase for Station 6. That process was completed last week at County Council, and they had third and final reading of the operating millage ordinance. They had previously, 2 weeks prior, completed the GO bond ordinance. So we will be issuing debt in August. And right now we are working with the same architect who designed and managed construction for Station 5. because we, the intention is to duplicate the same design at that site. And typically, architectural professional design fees range somewhere between 8% and 12% of the total construction budget for the project. In this case, because it's the same design they've used before, they're familiar, we are trying to negotiate a lower fee to avoid going through all the procurement process again. And we have indicated to him that we'd like to see that fee around 6% or 6.5%. So we've commissioned a survey of the site so that he can get quotes back from other engineers, site engineers, and put a quote together for us. Of course, we'll come to you before we sign a contract on that, but that would also expedite the project and save us a fair amount of time. So the contract for the rebranding has been executed, and we're actually starting that process next week. We have a schedule with consultants, so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. We have a steering committee put together. We are sending out email invitations now for the roundtable discussions. If you all could mark your calendars, and if you are able, I know this is difficult for some of you who work out of town, but on Monday, June the 3rd at 1:30, we'll have the roundtable discussion with city staff and elected officials. That's a one-on-one conversation with the consultant, and they'll have various questions about Simpsonville that help them identify better what that brand will be. And then that evening at 6, we'll have the public input meeting. So if you're not able to make it for the one-on-one, then definitely if you could be there for the public input meeting at 6. These meetings are taking place at the Activity and Senior Center on West Curtis Street. And as you know, we've been working in partnership with SAFI too to pool the money that they received from state aid tax and the money the city received to do a bigger and better music event. I put a copy of the rat card schedule in your report. That kicks off next week as well. Next week is big week. And we have secured Cousins Maine Lobster truck for June the 20th, which I think will bring us a huge crowd. Unfortunately, that's the only date they were able to join us, but we do have at least 2 food trucks for every concert. We didn't want to do more than 2 until we see what the crowd looks like, because of course we want them to be successful and continue to come back. And as we do this year after year and the crowd builds, we can certainly add more food trucks to that schedule. And that's all I wanted to point out. I'll take any questions you might have.
Anyone have any questions? Yes, Mr. Gooch.
You said June 30 at 1:30?
Yes. That's going to be the roundtable discussion between the consultants and city staff and elected officials.
Okay.
And then there are also roundtables that we're setting up for property owners, real estate brokers, another merchant group, and then the youth advisory group. So we're trying to pull in different roundtable discussions so that they can be a little more focused. And then, of course, the public hearing, the public meeting will be for anyone who attends that.
Let me ask you some basic financial questions, general financial questions. Mm-hmm. As we're seeing these numbers come in from our financial department, some of them are looking really good. In fact, we're under budget and over budget on revenue.
Right.
Under budget expenses, over budget on revenue.
Right.
Can y'all watch that? Because I don't want to be overburdening the public. So if we need to make some adjustments down the road, perhaps, just let us know, please.
Sure. Okay. And a lot of that has to do with how, I'm not sure, because I don't have a payroll calendar in front of me, but sometimes there may be a month before the end of the fiscal year where we have 3 payrolls. And so that, particularly with the salary line item, that tends to happen from time to time.
So you
get a good picture, and then you have one of those months where you have 3 payrolls.
Yeah, we still have more expenses to come,
right.
And just keep an eye on them so we're, like I said, I don't want to overburden the public. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cummings?
Do you know this MKSK, if they're the same firm that did Columbus, Ohio?
I don't recall that from their submittal when they replied to the RFQ. They are a Greenville firm, but it's very possible that they worked in Columbus. They were working most recently on Unity Park for the city of Greenville, and they're also currently working with Greenville County on the update to their comprehensive plan.
Mr. Hutchins.
A question on the Arts Center. grant, this recommendation, is that a good indicator that that's going to go through?
It is. I don't want to be too optimistic because it really is ultimately up to the federal co-chair whether or not they allocate the funding. But we did work closely with the Department of Commerce staff to make sure the performance measures that we put in the grant were going to be pleasing to them because, of course, ARC is tied to economic development activity. So while they do support cultural assets, it's in pursuit of economic development opportunities. So, yeah, I feel like we've honed it enough with state staff to make it so that it will get a favorable review and funding.
Thank you. Anyone else? Tell me about these pavers, Ms. Gracely. Please tell me where these pavers are.
These pavers are coming from New York. These are very special pavers, evidently.
They're coming from New York City.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I know they're coming from New York State. I'm not sure exactly what part of New York.
Okay.
But evidently, it's been an issue in construction recently with this particular product. There have been several products that have been delayed, according to an architect. I was told that they had other projects delayed with the same paver product.
Okay. And this is something that is completely and totally out of the city's control, or the receipt of these pavers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And with the rain days, I might add too, the contractor is still within his construction period for the contract that he signed with the city because we did have multiple rain days. And, you know, you can look over there and see the building is complete. I mean, he's been very, very good about having people on site daily and getting the work done. And if these pavers had not been delayed, that project would have been completed weeks ago. Our hope was that it would have been completed before the Sippin and Simpson Villa. But unfortunately, the pavers had not arrived. And we can't open that back up to the public until it's safe.
Oh, of course. Okay.
But we do have the planters, and because we don't want to put bollards up and make it look like you can't go through there. We want it to be an inviting space. So instead, we're using planters. I've asked Cliff with Cycle House to give me some recommendations on bike racks so we can make sure we get the right bike racks for folks who have expensive bicycles that are going to be parking there. I'm still waiting on a reply from him on that. But, you know, we want to make sure that we've paid attention to all of the details with this project so that it will be a really good project. And the ATAX Advisory Committee and Council recommended an approved funding from state ATAX, which is effective July 1, for improvements to the other side of South Main where Ice Cream Station is. And what we'd really like to do is duplicate those same pavers on that side. The contractor said, let's get these down and then see how we do, and he'll give us a price on that. But we'd really like to make that whole area more cohesive.
Okay. Well, we want to get it right, too, right, because it's in the forefront of everyone that actually visits our town. So, I mean, that's a great comment. Thank you. Okay, anyone else have anything? Thank you, Ms. Gracely. Next, we have Community Relations Specialist report. Community Relations Specialist Justin Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm happy to say the City of Simpsonville has a new quarterly newsletter for the public that includes news, major events, and interesting projects in the city. The newsletter was published online last Wednesday and has done very well on Facebook in terms of shares and engagements. There will be a retirement drop-in for Mr. Crawford. If you would like and are able to attend, mark your calendars for June 18th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Activity Center for a drop-in to celebrate Mr. Crawford's retirement. I have reached out to our six applicants to the Youth Advisory Board about coming to City Hall to have like an informal interview, make sure they're a good fit, they understand what this board would be and that they do want to do it. I've also asked them to serve on our youth group roundtable for our rebranding efforts next week. I think if they are able to do that, that would be a great introduction to show them what local government does and how it works behind the scenes. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Okay. I think Ms. Roche has something for you.
The retirement drop-in?
Yes.
In the report, it says June 19th, but you said 18th, which one?
Holly and Andy and maybe one other person, they had like a workshop or they had to be out of the office that, on the 19th. So we just, so Holly said we could do it on the 18th.
And what time is that?
1 to 3 p.m.
1 to 3.
We'll have like finger foods, small sub sandwiches, chips.
Anyone else? Mr. Hutchings?
I just wanted to say thank you for putting this newsletter together. That's something I've been wanting to see us do for a long time. People I shared it with really appreciated it. And I think this is a good thing to let people know what's happening in Simpsonville. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And I do have to say, department heads, all the department heads gave me content to work with and photos and images. So, and other staff helped put that together. So it definitely was a group effort.
Ms. Rochet?
The Youth Advisory Board, how many members do we have that are doing that?
We had 6 applicants.
6 applicants?
And I think we, my opinion is we need to get it off the ground. I think 6 is enough. And once we have the board in place, they start doing things, their friends and other students learn about it and they're out in the community, I expect we'll get more applicants the next time.
What was the age range?
Pretty much 8th grade to 12th grade, 13 to 18.
Thank you. Anyone else? I would like to say thank you for that newsletter as well. I think that's going to be very beneficial moving forward because I know that a lot of people don't have the time to attend the meetings and the only way that they find out anything is through that very vehicle that you have started. So thank you very much for that.
Very welcome.
Yes. Anyone else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the Economic Development. Jason Knudsen, Planning and Economic Development Director. Your report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. As the weather's warming up, we're seeing a lot more permits and inspections go out. So we are seeing an increase in revenues from that. As well, with our site plan review, something to note, we already do have a site plan for the annexation that was just completed on West Georgia Road. And so that, they're still keeping their tenants close at hand. So we're still kind of waiting to see who might be in line up there. We have some ideas though. Looks like it's going to be a great product, so we're really excited about that. With the Planning Commission, they did have one item on the agenda this month, and that was for a site plan approval with the Morning Mist Farms Phase 5, Section 1. And it was unanimously approved with a 4-0 vote. Board of Zoning Appeals did have an item, but failed to have a quorum at their meeting. And so that item has been pushed to the following month. And we will hold that meeting then. That's really all I have to report this month.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Knudsen? Thank you for your report.
Thank you.
Moving into the business section, items anticipated to come before council. Appointment of city officer, our city administrator, Diana Gressley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. I'm not sure if you are aware, unless you've spoken with Judge Bell personally over the last couple months, but she has indicated her desire to retire next year, probably in March. And so in preparation for that, we are recommending that council appoint Ashley Clark into the role of administrative judge, clerk of court, so that she can go to judge's school and get the training that she needs and have enough time to work under the tutelage of Judge Feld, actually doing the things that she's not yet been able to do because she's not had that appointment or that training. Currently, she operates and is very proficient in LawTrack, which is our case management software. She is scheduling cases, both jury and pretrials. She's managing the court docket, of course, taking fine payments. This would allow her expanded duties of things like signing warrants, setting bonds, doing releases and commitments, which Judge Feld has to do solely, with the exception of on-call judges that do help with that from time to time. But this would be a full-time staff person who would be capable of doing those things as well. I remember when I first came here, it wasn't long before Judge Feld had a conversation with me and expressed to me the faith that she placed in Ms. Clark and her abilities, and felt very strongly at the time. Of course, at that point, she had not determined when her retirement date would be, but she did indicate that she felt like that was the right successor for her position here. Over the time that I've watched Ms. Clark work, I concur with that. And so, as I mentioned, this appointment, of course, is coming earlier than would be necessary as far as timing goes. The benefit of doing it is that it puts her in the judge's school, which starts in July, and it does give her several months to work directly under Judge Feld so that she can be proficient in those additional responsibilities. And Judge Feld is here tonight. If you all have any specific questions about the qualifications of Ms. Clark, since she's worked more closely with her, she would be happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions of Ms. Feld? Well, first of all, let's take a vote. Let's have a motion. Mr. Gooch.
I do have a question for the parliamentarian first. What is the proper motion for this request?
Well, this is a committee of the whole meeting, so it's not a regular voting meeting.
Right.
So, but the motion would still be to appoint her as an administrative judge, and that will go to your regular council meeting. You'll have to vote on again.
Yes,
Mayor,
Mr. Gooch.
Mayor and Council, I move we appoint Ashley Clark as an administrative judge.
Second. I have a motion for Mr. Gooch being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion. Would you like to ask Ms. Judge Feld any questions? Okay.
Well, first, thank you for your years of service, and thank you for what you've done to the city. I'll just say one good characteristic of a good leader is someone who can lift as they climb, and obviously you've taught her some good things, and you've already found an in-house successor, so that's a good thing. It says a lot about you, so thank you for your time.
Anyone else? I would like to say that you're going to miss us, and we're going to miss you terribly. I know we've got several months building up to this, but I know that Ashley has had a great teacher along the way, and she has shown that she is more than capable, and I think that you made the right call on this, that you and Ms. Gracely both have. If anyone doesn't have any other questions or comments, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have ordinance number 2019-05, Outdoor Cafes. Our city administrator, Ms. Diana Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It came to my attention as we are working through the finishing touches on the alleyway project, and there's already, Mr. Howard has a tenant for his building that was the spa, I believe it was, or a physical therapy office, that will be Poppy's Tacos. And I'm sure they would like to enjoy some al fresco dining, especially with the new and improved alleyway space just outside of their door. And so it became apparent to me that we needed to amend the ordinance to allow for such a mania to set up a process so that we can control the types of tables that are set out there, the umbrellas, to make sure that it's not impeding the public's ability to move through these sidewalks and public spaces, and to allow for, there will also be at the council business meeting an amendment to the ordinance that manages alcohol in public spaces. Mr. Holmes is working on that right now, but this ordinance would set up the procedure and the process for us to issue permits for people to use public spaces. And the way it's intended is that it would occur in the downtown overlay district, and that it would apply only to those businesses that are already permitted through ABC for the sale and distribution of alcoholic beverages.
Madam Mayor, before you even make a motion, let me tell you that implicit in your motion would be is if you vote to move this to your business meeting, then at your business meeting, you'll not only have this ordinance, but you'll have an mandatory ordinance to your alcohol ordinance, because currently it's impermissible, it's illegal to possess alcohol on a sidewalk. We will have to make an amendment to say unless it's under a special permit issue permitted pursuant to this ordinance.
Do I have a motion at this time? Ms. Houlihan.
Madam Mayor, I move that council approve ordinance number 2019-05, Outdoor Cafes.
So I have a motion for Ms. Houlihan, being seconded by Mr. Gooch. Discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
You said 6:30.
Looks like we've reached the end of our agenda.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion to adjourn for multiples and being seconded by multiples. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.